Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way. We will be careful to return all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, Mrs. Dean, say, help me. Let's clear the altar. And then, help me because something is set up so that I don't have it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Now, welcome to church. I give God the glory. How has been your day? Yeah. How was the day? Nice, sweet, lovely, good, awesome. Which one should we go with? Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Good evening to all of you. We're going to go straight to the revelation of God's word. The word is alive, is quick, is powerful, is sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the, as I just said, put that scripture on the thing for us. I think it's Hebrews chapter number 4. The Bible said that, you know, for the word of God is quick and powerful and is sharper. I think I was doing better than what you have given me. And sharper than every two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. And the Bible said, of the joints and marrow, the word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Look at this in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, the word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And the scriptures, any problems? The Bible said to, it is alive and it's sharper than a double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where the soul and spirit meets. To where joints and marrow come together. And the Bible said very integrally, he said, to where the joints and marrow are, and okay, and it judges the desires. I think that I would love to draw your attention to that particular one, please. It judges the desires and the thoughts of the heart. It judges the desires and the thoughts of the heart. Desire. See, this is why the Bible said, keep your heart with all diligence. There are some things that seriously, it is within the domain of your desires, and where, that's where the troubles are. It is in your desires where you make a choice for a husband and a wife. And I can tell you that almost 70% of the troubles that human beings are dealing with is in that terrain. I'm serious. Because the choice of husband and wife is based on your desire. Your desire. Ipoba koko tuntum ten ten kasiye tiye tiya. Me pebe ma tiye tiya. Me pebe anibusu unye. Me pebe unye. Me pebe ma tiya tiya. Desire is the 10th thing that God gives to any human being for life. When yamiyamu ubiya kadiye do, there are 10 commodities that God has given everybody for free. And you know, in every 24 hours, he exposes us to all these 10 things that even we engage and interact and we unconsciously do not even understand or do not possibly, we do not even know that we interact or engage with these things on a daily basis. Very, very, very strong and integral. Hallelujah. Could lower just a little bit and go to sleep. I will appreciate. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a discerner of thought. Put the, another version will be maybe amplified version, and then I'm going to. The Bible said in the amplified forecast, please, my darling. You know, in the amplified version of this one, he said the word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God is living and active, full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness, the Bible said, of a person. Any problems, tell me so that I can go by your pace. The Bible is saying clearly, the completeness of the person and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature. Now look at the latter part, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Kumanukuranu, there are chambers in it. There are chambers, demarcations and departments in the heart. Are the desires. And I come to a realization that in this end time and last days in Okradia, the desires have gone very wild. And when you look at the people that call themselves Christians and listen to their desires, you wonder, are you serious? I mean, are you serious? Are they really born again, tongue talking, Holy Spirit filled? Bible believing? Desires have gone wild in the end time. It shocks me. It really intrigues me when I look at when I became born again. Like I said, there are things that automatically, I know, if I know that I have confessed Jesus, those days we used to say that my mom and I'm a commandment. There are people standing here who are not baptized, and they don't care. They feel it's okay. As a matter of fact, many people are beginning to downplay the holy things of God. The wonders of the end time. Amazement. I love the amplified version. I would love to go into that again. Exposing and judging the very thoughts. Look at that. And intentions of the heart. All in priority. Plural. The very thoughts and intentions of the heart. You are a one of the assembly nabi jinama yinna. Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 9, makes it clear for me when I look clearly. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? In the 10th verse, the scriptures is saying, I, the Lord, I search the heart, I try the reins, even to give unto every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Put this in my language. In this particular portion, it's a meurate. Meshesha ajinimu. T-A-U. When I say, ujinawe, wajini uhum. And I will come and osore. Kumanwe delmu no osore. And yes, what I say, I'm born again, Bible, tongue, believe. No! And yet, the awokano, onyameno, ohunu, okuma. It sees your heart. Worship, yeah, we would any men would have a free, yeah, any yin, yeah. God is not looking at the song. yi die meka onyame enye enwom no no. This is why when the people lead worship, we give you all the glory, we worship you alone, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let's clap, let's sing some of the praises. And no, that is not praise and worship. That is a walker car now fitting. I know they are to fifth gear. The engine struggles, it struggles. The ignition goes off. So many ignitions are off at the moment in the house of God. Because you have be anywhere with the fourth gear and a static car. And most of you are driving automatic cars. Most of you, you know, have not never even driven a manual car before. So you don't even get what I'm trying to say. Automatic car, no, me shift at the top, me shift at the top, six gear. Let me say, I'm from 30 years. It means that. This is why the person that is leading the worship will have to go through certain, you know, steps and certain, you know, to carry all of us. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Yeah, come into his presence with singing and gladness. Yeah, for the Lord is a good God. Psalm 100 and verse number 1-3. Amazing scripture. Enter his gates with thanks from verse 4, actually. Okay, go to verse 1. Maybe let me read from there. And he says that, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. In the second verse, he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You know, so once you are enter, you make a joyful noise. Then come into his presence with singing, serve the Lord with gladness, and you will be show. So now come into his presence. You know, it is exactly on the premise of this scripture that he was talking about in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 47. He said, you did not serve the Lord your God with gladness and joyfulness of heart, with joyfulness and gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. In other words, if a person serves the Lord with gladness, it comes with abundance. Anybody that does not serve the Lord with gladness comes with scarcity. PA! Scarcity! Check your life! Check your life. Come before the Lord with gladness. Hemaninyas will be shout. Seba suma brade. Hemaninyatis was yada sunti. And yapa. Furnitia. Hodonia was a pa. Hemelade. Never summon. Come with clap. Oh, you can clap those hands with. For the abundance of all things, serve the Lord with gladness. Oh yeah, serve the Lord with gladness. It should be with gladness. No instruments, no keyboards, nothing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Whether you have food or not, whether you have money or not, whether you are happy or not, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Lift up a song and give God the glory in your own special way, in your own flair, in your own style. Serve the Lord with gladness. In the time in which I am living in, this is where Christians will have to prove that faith and conviction they said they have. I'm telling you, not when everything is going on well and everything is rousy and everything is nice, you drive a nice car, you live in a nice house and all. No, that's not when we serve God. We serve God, you know, in whether it is good times and bad times. I love that song so much. Yeah, in good times and bad times, all times he is God. All times. I remember when I broke news to a mother, the doctors called me and said, Kofi Oduor, help us to break bad news. High Barnet Hospital, a young man went to a rave, school jams, fell from the third floor and he came with his head. He has been in coma for almost 2 months, and the doctors called me into the room and said, I know that the family believes so much in you, but the boy is dead. Tell them for me. Called his, you know, mother. The woman used to, I still know, she attends KICC. And then I said to mommy, sit down, let's talk. And I said, your boy is gone to be with the Lord. The woman got up and said, praise be the name of the Lord. To him alone be the glory. Who gave me a child when I needed one? Who has taken away a child when he needs him? I give him glory and honor. Oh, no, a tearsome. I will keep a praise of song unto the Lord. Hospital. Oh, he says, mama, we are okay. Anna, Adiano, and one, Mujashia, and Ephatos. No! Neighbor London, man, farm of Rama, and for Kunama, man, for Diama, man, for Gratama. God has been good to me. It was me, baby, or Fanua, Minias. Ubibe Jaya, sorry. Why has God deserted me? God will desert you. The desertion of God will begin with your life. If you feel there is anything like that. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I see people serving in the house of God. I mean, I said, you will be up on the pan washing. Serve God with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. I love verse number 3. Interesting verse of Psalm number 100. He said in the third verse, know, have knowledge that God, he is the Lord, he is God. Now have knowledge that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and that we are his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. And then in the fourth verse he said, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and bless his name. Yeah. Bless his name, not magnify your problem. Bless his name. Tina Ghana musicians, baby, oh, I don't listen to them. And even gospel, it doesn't make any gospel sense to me. Yeah. Bless his name. No matter how you feel, no matter how the situation, this, I'm telling you, within this time, not, there are mixed feelings. Oh, sorry, I'm not feeling you, another. You ask, where is this feeling coming from? And we are now in the season of the feeling of doubt. Doubt. Mimi ya hypocrite too. May kadi ni pa fail. Doubt. Some people feel like nyamiache. A vampire. Some people have even stopped praying about certain topic. I've been praying about this for almost 6 months. I don't think the Lord is interested. Let's drop it. Bless his name. Not everybody, my brother. One of the very finest engineers wrote a song. I listened to the song. I said, fine, it's a guy, it's a blind man. He, you know, he's written a nice song and everything. But on the second thought, I thought that, listen, God has been good. God has been good. I drove the day past where we used to live in Abeka. You can't take a car there. A car cannot drive into my house here where I lived between Abeka and Fadama. You can't take a car there. For 12 to 15 years, we were using pit latrines. Bless his name. Bless it because You don't, I am not worthy of the least of his mercies. You know, I was showing the day a picture, and it was a picture of this same room almost about 13 years ago or 14 years ago. No, it should be about 16 years ago, because that was after, so 17, 18 years ago. And I was sitting somewhere here, the day sitting next to me, it was just four rows, and you know, we took a picture. And I showed the picture to her, and I said, if you should doubt God, please revisit this picture. Should there be a time that you doubt God, please visit this picture. Bless his name. Yeah. And bless his name. Be thankful is different from bless his name. Yet I was here and said, that is thanks. Blessing the name of the Lord. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so. That's right. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift up in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name, for you are, that's right, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else. He came first time I made a visa at the British Embassy, Abdel Nasser Road, Osu. That day, if we were 100 people, they refused 90 people. It was in that day that I saw Obia, Iwayo, Henewe, Fran, Tomana, Chiami, Dinanim, refused. Comfort, refuse. Suffer, refuse. I lifted the song in that room. And even up to today, I believe that is the best worship song. Hannah Mafo had then released that song. Soon I will crow, now will hear, can see. Soon I will hear. To an MBA security man, but excuse me, sir, are you all right? Memoano. Soon I will crown, I will yank, I see. Soon I will yank. You got my key. Let me rather follow you. You got the key wrong. In Ambona, only who best. In Ambona, you didn't battle to us. Only was soon I will crow and I will yeah, cause you soon I will yeah. The lady called me, Kofi Amoa would draw, say, I said, yes, ma'am. He said, have you ever traveled to the United Kingdom? I said, no, ma'am. He said, you will love the place. I said, thank you very much. He said, go 115, come and pick up your visa. 115. I came with the same song. Me been na security for a while in Nigeria, Jingrovu phone and then all that. Omo aye refuse some zukita omo paper jina bontin omo oko. Angwa siyafa brofu e ovi a veba da veba da 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 omo mavisam so afa ni kuzi na bla gracho. Meri e menfa muhu. Bless his name in the situation. It works, blesses. It doesn't work, bless his name. Bless his name. When I went for my resident visa in the United Kingdom, Croydon, Luna House, lifted the same song. That day, Mrs. Dinsey called the phone and screamed, "My husband is gone." I lifted the same song. To me, it was not a loss. It cannot be a loss. It can't be a loss. We've nurtured somebody, a soul for Jesus Christ. How can that be a loss? While she was screaming on the phone, I was singing the song. I remember it was early in the morning. I was coming back from the radio. So I lifted the stanza of it. When he came in now, so about time. Obutaya, he made you the worm in Pangia. Says, Abandonia, you are meant to our womb to me, Mamma Tom for we are one more. Obin Timinti was said, Biarada. In Ambona, only who best. In Ambona, be man into two, sir. That's right, we'll soon I will grow. And I will hear Gazi. Bless his name. It doesn't matter your condition. Give him glory. And I wouldn't even dear. Bless his name. Haven't you heard what he said in the book of Isaiah? He that is barren, let him sing a joyful noise. Sing, sing, oh barren, oh ye barren, sing, sing, sing a joyful noise. Yeah, you barren, sing. Isaiah 54, verse number 1. Sing, O ye barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing. Sing, sing. Check your seat if it's there. You may be seated. Thank you. I appreciate you. Sing. Sing. Shut that thing off of me. Tunyum! Boni awongo. Put it in my language. Let's hear this. Tunyum! Who boni awongo? Read that version or portion for me. Tunyum! Boni awongo. To a nijianyum. Ubibe bisasa meda to a nijianyum. Ebra mi urahu. To a nijianyum. Sing it. Sing. Sing the Lord's song in a strange land. By the river of Babylon, there we sat and there we remember. Yeah, we remember Zion. David said, if I forget your law, let my tongue cleave to its roof. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand lose its skill. Yeah, because in Jerusalem, no matter what it is, we sing the songs of the Lord. We lift up holy songs in the Mount of Zion and bring up praise and estimation and sublimation and macrographic. Sing, O ye barren. It didn't work. Sing. Sing, 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 sing. Who told you that preaching every time with the ebullience and the energy and the unction and the, you know, all that? Who said that we always preach in excitement? Who said so? Sometimes we are bleeding ourselves, but we are preaching. Sing. I remember one W3 service. My God, I was sick. I was sick. And night before, I was shaking like earthquake. I told her, she said, you can't do this. I said, Initially, I said, I don't think I can do this. Then by the morning, I said, just help me to sit down in the church. Once I'm in church, I'll be fine. So, I came to sit down. I think one of the ladies sang a song, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. And I was sitting here. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot. Come and help me, sir. A foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. Oh, the sunshine. Don't smite me by day. Put that song there for us, please. He shall preserve thy soul, oh, even forevermore. And when they got to that peak, my help, something came on me. I took my Bible, took my microphone, and then got to. Hey, 5 minutes into the message, my wife looked at me and said, what is this one? That day, I realized it is not he that willeth, nor he that runneth. It is not by strength, intellect, technique, or power, but God that shows mercy. Sing, thou barren, sing. Sing unto the Lord. Sing, 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 sing to him. Sing, oh barren, sing. Sing, raise a song. Who said the Lord has forgotten about you? And who said the Lord will not do it? Huh? God is a rewarder of them that diligently, faithfully, correctly seek him. Sing, sing, sing. Raise your song in the brokenness of heart, in the wounds of your spirit. Raise your song. The Bible said in the days of adversity, if your strength fail, then your strength was small. Yeah, yeah. The spirit of a man will uphold him, but a contrite or a wounded spirit, who can bear? And so David said the other day, my soul, why are you disconfected? Why are you cast down within me? Why are you thrown down? My soul, oh my soul. Why? This is why he could write in the caves of Adullam, bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not of all the benefits of God. January, it was the benefit of God. February, it was the benefit of God. March was the benefits of God. April was the benefits of God. And May also was the benefits of God. June was the benefit of God. July, God benefited us. We are here by the grace of God. Sing and serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence. We sing. Sing. Yeah. Sing. I want to a young coupon, Nakuamo, Senor, a Guamaninum, sir, a radin young coupon. I didn't know so tongue for who knew my yakasi. Yeah. And when you look around you, the song does not look like the situation. Sing! Awatu nyankopo nakuwa mosenyo egwamane nyumse eradi nyankopo adini nasutumfu unyuma yakaskebeda na. This is not about baby and now that. It's all about him. Igwamane nyumse eradi nyankopo adini nasutumfu unyuma yakasi. Ira wasi aria wa ya mami dinya me wa yebio wa yebio mo mo Yesu mo me da wasi. You know, sometimes you don't even have a song, and that is where the chants come in. Sometimes you don't have a song. Magoma see you. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have a song. You don't have the lyrical content. You don't have the. Sometimes you go like. I remember, it reminds me of my father. Many times he has a song, but the song don't have words. It's just chants. It's just chants. Oh, oh. There is no word in that song. Sometimes you are crushed. Akume bubu. You don't have the words. Yeah. My soul says yes. Says yes. Yeah, yeah. My soul says yes. Says yes. Makuma see you. Makuma see you. You know, when we say yes, the word yes is the name of Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, let's put it on the screen for us. Thus, this saith the yes and the amen. Jesus, his name is yes, and his name is amen. His promises are yes and amen. So sometimes, even when you don't have the lyrical words, Makuma see you, Makuma see you, yeah, you, Makuma see you. Give me that. Makuma, I don't know why the Lord is doing this, because this is not what I came here for. You. Makuma say you. My soul says yes, my soul says yes, say yeah, my soul says yes, my soul says yes. My soul says yes, say yes. Makuma say you, Makuma say you, Makuma say you, 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 Makuma say you. Why does he mean to me? Makuma say you, Makuma say you, 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 Makuma say you. Sing it out, Makuma say you. Ah! You. Let me hear you sing. My soul says yes. With that song, yeah, please. Say yeah. Say yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Say yes. My soul says yes. Makumase you, Makumase you. Makumase you. Hey, you. Sing it for the last time. Makumase you. Makumase you. Sing! Thou barren! To the person who feels that the miracle is delayed.
Nyame. I want to say nyame ya elete. When I want to do nyame ya nase.
And one thing I see, only thing you need to do is believe. Trust him. Follow him. And yema baby, what we do and we don't think about it. The pilot that is flying a plane, you don't ask whether he is a Buddhist or Hare Krishna or atheist or whether he's a gay or transgender or whether, you don't ask that. Whether he's a male or a female, you don't ask that. You sit in the plane and you trust the flight will arrive. You trust the flight. The pilots are not using, you know, a road map like we know. There is no road in the air. Yet, sometimes a night flight, you are flying from here to the US, 14 hours in darkness. And you trust, you are sitting in the plane quietly. Why can't you trust God? I'm asking, why can't you trust God? Sometimes when I used to live at Abeka, drivers, you know, somebody can be playing football, Kobolo boy playing football. Then in the middle of the road, the driver stops and the Kobolo boy jumps into the car and he's a driver and nobody talks and he wipes his sweat and he's driving the car and we believe we will arrive. You believe Kobolo boy, you can't believe God that he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Can make a way where there is none. Can lay a table before you. Sing, oh you barren. Yeah, sing a joyful noise. Make a melody, a symphony, a harmony. Sing, oh ye barren. Come before his presence. We sing it. Believe. Trust the process. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. And am I a rough? I know, but the God who holds the entire universe is my Father. I trust him. I trust him that he will do it. Faithful is he. We ain't come in preparation. We me nimbe biye nyame. Asamu awadi afadini. I don't get, but I'm coming to continue the seven wonders of the end time. I am now at number 4 to number 7. So I am trying to, but God is talking to me to speak to the barren in faith, barren in conviction. Yeah, barren in faith. The person whose faith is frail and vulnerable and weak and dwindling. And dwindling. You. Sofubi, I went to a memorial service, Mam Zion Methodist Church, Sakumono. And a mighty man of God, Methodist bishop, old man, he said, sometimes I feel like crying. But everybody around me believes I cannot cry. So I go to my bedroom and put my head in my wardrobe and close the wardrobe behind me and I cry in the wardrobe. I'm saying, Papa, who should go wardrobe? Wow.
Don't try to be a superman. Don't try to be a superwoman. Adie bi wo ha e tough. Period. Times na ye woman says here e tough. Tough for businesses. But he has already told you there were tough times coming. Tough businesses. People want to get married. Obueska na nwa emwa. Now when you don't wake up trusting God, taking one day at a time. I'm telling you. No matter who you are. If you don't wake up trusting God, one day at a, give us this day our daily bread. One day after time. We are not even looking at 1 week. One day. And then so the etra. The genitis watching and so be. The genitis watching and so be. We trust him, he will do it tomorrow. One day at a time. Yeah. Yeah. When our backs were against the wall and it looks like everything was you made. That's why. When we're standing here only because you made. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. You perform me. There is nothing that's impossible, and we stand in it only because I said you move mountains. You cause walls to with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing. Hey! And we say, only because you. Oh, and we stand in here. Only because you. Oh, and we stand in it only because you. When we stand in it, you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. Made a way. You made a way. You. When our backs were against the wall and it looked like everything was old, and we standing here only because. God no go shame you. God no go shame you. Sing, O ye barren. Is there any among you that is afflicted? Put it on the screen for me. James chapter 5. Is there any among you that is afflicted? Is there anybody who prays in tongues, believes Jesus, he is a lover, a candidate of heaven, his or her name is in the book of life. Is there anybody who is afflicted? Let him pray. Is there any that is merry? Let him sing psalms. Is there anybody who is sick? Let him call the elders of the church. Let them pray a prayer of faith. And even if the person that is sick has committed sins, it shall be forgiven. Any people's heart are wounded. I listened to a short interview yesterday, late night, around 11:30 on City News.
They were interviewing Cecilia Dapper's hometown people, Ampazetia. And the young man in Ampazetia, they asked her, this woman is from your hometown, has been arrested because they found this money in her house that somebody stole, and the case is turned into something. They interviewed three people at Ampazetia. The boys went like, what do we care about this woman? What do we care about this? As a matter of fact, this woman can go to hell. They can throw the woman to jail. We don't care. One person said, I have been here for 30 years. This woman got money. They didn't even come to help the community, let alone you have asked to allow people to steal the money. Then they went to Bantama, where she was a former MP. Now, me share a buffoon when Nippon Day Castle being what we can be, mama. Mamma, and one of me, mammy, Dean Senti. Was I am a fairy force, and now somewhere a babble tall mammy with this one cat, mammy with women was in the uncle. To me personally, I don't want to have an opinion about her. I'm a sharp boy, son, I said, you're a Makasanoa. But to me, one say, a nipper. Akuma ye hot. Yeah. I will close with a song Papa Pokunina wrote some years ago. What key is this? And I will finish my service. Sing! Serve God with gladness. And he will, you know, what to be, and I didn't feel it cry. And yet, whom feel it forever? I'm telling you. Pick yourself together. 1 Samuel chapter 31 and verse number 1. The Bible said, and they traveled to a particular place. Verse number 2. Okay, go to chapter 30, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse number 1. The Bible said, and they came to Ziklag. On the third day that Amalekites had invaded Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And the Bible said, and they had taken the women captives and that were therein, and they slew not either whether great or small, but carried them away and went their way. In the third verse, the scripture says, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captives. The scripture went up further and said, then David and his people that were with him lifted up their voices until they lifted up their voices and wept until they had no strength to weep again. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahion and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, wife of Nabal the Carmelite. In the sixth verse, the Bible said, and David was destroyed. Put this in a different version. Look at how this one says, and David was now in great trouble. Another one says, and David was greatly distressed. Another one says, and David was greatly distressed. Another one said, and he was in great danger because all the men that were with him were very bitter. You don't know what it means when you are a father. They don't care your situation. You are in deep trouble. Because there are people going through emotional madness. One woman is driving you crazy. One man is driving you crazy. The Bible said, and because their souls were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters, and they began to talk of stoning the leader. No. Ene ye be kun. No, we are leader, but ene ye be kun. Yen na ye be chichiru, ye be adi ye be chamene, ye be show. Verse number 7 in King James Version, the Bible says, and David said to Abiathar, Abiathar, please bring me Asophotadian. I need the ephod. The people of the tribe of Judah, they don't touch the ephod, let alone to put it on. It is the sons of Levi, the sons of Korah, the sons of Gershon, and the sons of the Kohaths, the sons of Asaph. How many shots are there? Pejo ye inyom. Vasile nyamin samadiye. The Bible said Abiathar brought Asophotadian because he has stolen it from his father's house. When the people came killing his father's house and every priest, he ran away and joined David. But he stole the ephod and carried it to David. Oh, he didn't know. When you will be our Asopho, no Tamatadian, where instantly the Lord should have killed him. Instantly. The Bible said in verse 8, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake? He answered him and said, pursue, and thou shalt surely overtake, and without fail. Make sure you don't fail. You know what God is saying? Make sure you don't give up. Make sure you don't give up. I am with you, but make sure you don't give up. You can cry, but don't give up. You can be discouraged, but don't give up. Make sure you don't give up. Obi do usike drane, but don't give up. And the Bible said in verse number 9, and David and his 600 men that were with him came to the brook of Besor. The Bible said, where those were left behind because they were so discouraged that they couldn't go to war. In verse 10, the Bible said, and David pursued with 400 men. So they left 200 were so discouraged. And the Bible said in the 11th verse, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought the Egyptian to David. David didn't ask Abuchi Menene. No. Straight David opened his bag and brought bread. He said, take bread and eat. Now focus, please. And the Bible said, he took the bread and he ate. And David said, I have a cruse of water. Please, take water and drink. Then in his bag, the Bible said, there were figs of cakes and clusters of raisins. Raisins, and he had born a tougher to say, they had born a tougher. And so, they were fixed. We bought cake on the bag. We eat cake and we try slice or such. And then he gave the reasons, two clauses to the guy. When he had eaten, one man and his spirit was regained unto him. The Bible said that the guy had not eaten for 3 days and nights. Look at the next verse. Then David asked the question, who are you? He said, I am an Amalekite. I am a young Egyptian, rather. I belong to an Amalekite. David, Amalek, or say, where are the Amalekites? As I fell sick 3 days ago, they left me here to die. You are my savior. You are my savior. But vow before the Lord whom you serve, the God of the Hebrews. Even though I don't serve that God as an Egyptian, vow before that God that when I bring you to them, you will not kill me. David said, it is a vow. The Bible said, and when they got there, they had spread themselves all over. King David pulled the sword of Goliath and said, blessed is the Lord who prepares my fingers for battle and my hands for war. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And then he said, kill everybody. The killing started. Within 3 hours, everybody was down. They collected everything. I want to tell somebody 3 things. One, no matter what you do, don't give up. Number two, he gave bread, water, cake, raisins. He gave. In your scarcity, be a giver. I'm not only talking about giving in church. Give. Be a brother, become a high. Come, bread. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Sometimes we'll be a worry. Be so scared. And you're here. Take it. And you're not now, yeah, man. Take it. There are people we broke our backs for, went too far, you know, did things for them. And then they just even left the church without even saying goodbye. But I told it, but I didn't do it for him. I didn't do it for him. The reason why I am not on dialysis treatment is by his grace. He didn't do it. You, Agumasi. And the last thing, never doubt God. When you make radio, you have to abide with me. No human being can describe God. His integrity. My God shall supply all your need according to Bemupe. And was say when you say when you make a CN you can want some according to. As I finish with the last time, I will emphasize the second one. In madness, give. Madness. In hopelessness, give. Sometimes you don't have anything. We've achieved this guy, there's a big money. Give it to the Lord. See what he can do better for you. Many people are not givers. We pray a lot, but we don't know how to give. And this is why so many people are going through financial crisis. Learn to give your Isaac. Your Isaac, no. Bring it to the Lord. Bring your Isaac. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. You, Agumasi, you, Agumasi, Agumasi, you. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Say yeah. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. I want you to put your two hands on your heart and tell the Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Strengthen me to stand. Give me strength. Give me strength to go through this. Empower me. Grant me grace. Oh, grace. Gracias. me strength. Give me strength. Give me strength. Oh! To the person who feels like giving up, receive strength. Everything will be fine. I hear the Lord saying, everything will be together. Everything will be fine. If you are very fine, give us strength. Now we want to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you and empower you and prepare you, use you mightily for His own glory in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, sweet. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hey! Makoma say you put up the drums for me. Makoma say you, Makoma say you, hey. Sing it one more time. Makuma, see you. Makuma, see you. You. Makuma, see you. Sing it for the last time. Yeah, Makuma, see you. Makuma, see you. Makuma, see you. Oh, you know. Tonight I'm looking for somebody who is in an impossible situation and is trusting that God can turn situations around. As you are led from 2,000 Ghana cities, 1,000 Ghana cities, 500 Ghana cities, 200 Ghana cities, 100 cities, 50 cities, 20 cities, whatever you are led within all that, I say, mobile money is available. Those of you watching, those of you that are here, listen, I am believing God for crazy things. I will give the last money I have and see what the Lord will do. David gave, the cake was not for the boy. The cake was for David. The leader's cake. That means the best cake. Obi awe cake trawa or took cake when if you know person will be chemi bia or be bremi the best. The leader's cake is what came. The Bible says he gave bread. After bread, water. Don't you think it was enough? But he gave cake and gave clusters. And then the miracle came from the giving. The miracle came from the giving. Whatever your Isaac is tonight, it has to come to the altar. The court is, the ball is in your court now. And then I will pray. When everybody is on the altar, then we will pray. Pick up your Isaac and walk to this place. If it is not here, put the thing on the and let us work.
Uncle Manze, you walk to this place. Uncle Manze, you. Yeah, my soul says yes. Please don't go. Remain on the altar. Say yeah. If you are not prepared, no problem. You can still see the number on your screen. My soul say yeah. I want to send mobile money of a seed in my account. My soul say yeah. That's one. That's all. My soul says yeah. My soul says yeah. Say yeah. It be a very fine. Father, we bring your people before this altar of fire. We have stood here for hours praying and asking you to remember your children. I stand in the name of Jesus and commend these lovely people into your hands, our friends online, and to the word of your grace. Please, you don't have money, please still come to the altar. It's fine. It's not about money. I'm asking you to remember your people. There are people with mountains standing before them. Terrors. But God, there is nothing that is impossible for you. No matter what the situation is, please come through for your people miraculously, supernaturally. Touch your people and make a way for them. Smile on them. Do good to them. Give them testimonies. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Engage the altar. If it is not here, don't worry. Write the mobile money number. Take a photo. You can send it as I will. Stand to your feet. Let's go. Tomorrow for us in Bible Kesia, 8 o'clock to 10. Don't miss. The Lord will bless you. Don't miss any of the radio, television, UTV, Dankwanza, radio, okay, 5 to 6. And Vision 1, 9:35, we are on. You are on your feet. Throw your hands up. And Father, I give you the glory. I commend these, your lovely people, to you in Jesus' name. Everybody who watched online, you don't know Christ as your Savior. You want to pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. I receive tonight eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I thank you for everyone who prayed that prayer. I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, take your people home safely and let the miracles begin. In Jesus' name, amen. So, what we are going to do is that beginning from tomorrow evening, 6 to 7, 1 hour, we'll be praying here. And we are praying into Saviors 2023. So from work, you can come through. We are praying concerning things that I talked about today. Personal issues, national issues, church issues, family issues. We're bringing everything before the throne of God. But it's only 1 hour. 6 to 7, we are done. And so you want to come through, please do come through. The Lord will bless you. Amen. It's going to be tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. 3 days is going to be awesome. Amen. The Lord bless you. All you lovely people who watch, thank you. I love you. I'm praying for you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
I told myself today, I said, Eastwood, if you cannot be a king over witches on earth, how do you think you go to heaven and reign over angels? Tell yourself, I refuse to be the tail. I am the head and not the tail. Among your father's children, shine.
I have asked the question, where are the tongue broadcasters? Where are the past preachers? Where are the people that are bringing our hearts back to alignment? Where are the people who can boldly stand before you and tell you, we are all going to die, and after death there will be judgment? The trumpet is sounding and you get that, but nobody is in urgency, is in haste.
Has come for judgment to begin in the house of God, because the house of God have been turned into the den of thieves. The house of God have been turned into a pivot of exploitation, deception, manipulation, seduction. The house of God have been a place of ridicule. The house of God have been turned into laying grounds for charlatans to come and display their words. The house of God has turned into the place where we showcase and exhibit flesh and carnality. The house of God now has become the place where the people go to hear nonsense and madness. The house of God now has turned into the place where the people go to chase girls and go and snatch husbands, go and snatch people's wives. The house of God has now turned into all kinds.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.